One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We were talking about David giving me the money, you giving me the car, and they played the clips of me crying. And my mom texted me and she goes, she said, I'm laughing because you crying over the money and the Jeep was the same as when you cried when me and Daddy took you to the dollar store and said you could pick out anything you want.
Oh, you cried at that?
I don't remember. I guess I was little. Funny. She said I hysterically cried.
That's exciting. That's big news when you're a kid.
Dollar store. Get whatever you want.
When you go to a store, you see a lot of things. Really exciting. That you get to whatever you want.
Especially, I feel like if I did remember it, that was definitely the only time they let me do that. So it was probably even more emotional because it sounded crazy. Yeah. Like, we would walk into a store, grocery store, couldn't grab anything off the shelves.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to.
Imagine you're able to grab anything from a grocery store as a kid.
Remember trying to sneak
it? You would look like me as a child.
Yeah. Remember trying to sneak it into the cart? My mom would know immediately. She wouldn't even say anything. She would put it back without me looking. And I'd get there and I'd be like, I made it. She didn't say anything. Yeah, and it's gone.
The worst is when you see it in the cart and it makes it onto the conveyor belt. And
she's like, we're not taking this.
What made us think that we would get away with that?
Because some kids did. Sneaky little kids.
Sometimes I had anxiety and I couldn't make up my mind what I wanted. Like, they make you get something, you can get something, and I'm like, I'm going to save it.
That's funny.
I remember trying to explain your way into getting the snack.
Oh, yeah.
It's not candy. It's good for you.
Mommy, the fruit roll-ups, it's easier to put in my lunchbox bag.
Yeah,
you don't have to put pudding in it.
My mom wouldn't even respond.
Trying to make
me.
It more convenient for them.
Yeah.
Did you ever accidentally steal something as a kid? Like, you were playing around in the toy aisle and picked up a ball and just put it in your pocket. And the next thing you know, you're at home and you're like, my God.
Gum I've taken because I was looking at the flavors and I had it. And I remember crying because I took it. And I was like, no.
My mom will accidentally walk out with something from a grocery store, realize it's not on the receipt, and then go back in. Like, if they didn't charge her. And I'm like, Mom, you got away with it.
Yeah.
They accidentally missed it while
right.
And she's like, no, but karma, let me just go pay for these eggs real quick. And we'll go back in and she'll re-ring it up.
I told you about the tent that was in my cart, right? They completely missed the whole, it's from Target, those big, what do you call this?
Like a canopy.
Like cabana.
Oh, yeah. It's like a cabana canopy. It was $147. I remember the price. $147. And forgot to scan it and walked out. I was like, Heath, they forgot to scan this.
But it's all right. It's fine.
But I did feel guilty, and I may have gotten karma in some way. I think I got karma in some way.
That's all right.
I do believe in karma.
You still have it?
No.
Oh.
When I was in London with my brother, we went to this really big department store. God, what's the name of it?
Bloomingdale's.
Bloomingdale's. But it's huge.
It's the one in the UK.
Scruffdale's or something. I'm
butchering it. We know what you're talking about, though.
One of the most known department stores in London. I remember it. My brother was there, and he really wanted to buy this purse for his girlfriend, and he found this really cool Acne Studios purse that was a couple $100s, and he went to go by and check it out, and then he comes up to me and he goes, you won't believe what just happened. I go, what? He goes, he charged me only £14 for it. And I'm like, what? And I was like, let's go, we're leaving right now.
Wait, what happened?
But then, I thought my brother just realized it. But then I'm like, explain to me what happened. He goes, no, the guy was ringing up the purse, and it was coming up as £14. And the dude was like,
not his
it keeps coming £14, and he let him have it. The guy was
wow.
like, he goes, it keep saying 14 pounds. I mean, take it. And my brother was like, what? I do like a $200 something
that
back.
Could be store policy. I know a lot of stores, it's a rule. Like if it scans a certain price, you have to give it to them that price.
Yeah. Or if, I know, like, if your sticker that, you know, is on the
yeah,
item.
Yeah, the sticker that's on
they
the
can't,
item.
They can't change that price.
Really? I mean, I'm just surprised the dude was like, let me just check with the manager to earn some brownie points to be like.
Remember PacSun? There was times where there was an item that wasn't supposed to be on sale and it rang up as it was on sale. You had to give them that price even when it wasn't on sale. So I know that there's definitely some stores that do that.
Here, let's run the intro, baby.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. It's Comic Talk, baby! And we are live! Wow.
Did you guys just act out a kid begging for something in a grocery store?
Just do that every intro. When we're talking about something, just reenact that.
Buddy, we do that.
You do that every time?
Oh my gosh, sorry.
That's we our do, thing.
That we do that every episode.
Wait, something we're talking about the intro, like.
So remember the juice and the funny?
Yeah.
So we do right, left, but now whatever we talk about, we act out left, right. So
I have had no idea. I should pay attention.
Yeah, it all relates to the context. My thing got disconnected, nothing got deleted okay.
It'll be good.
Okay, fine. Got paranoid. Can we?
All right.
Oh, wait.
I was just gonna say the intro real quick. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. Welcome again. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And you are listening to and watching Unfiltered. Thank you again for tuning into another episode. We are so excited to be here.
Can we explain the game that we're playing today?
Yes. Yeah, I want Mariah to explain it because she's the one that came up with the idea and we think it's fun.
I saw this clip and it was athletes at a, what is it called?
Like a press conference.
They're at a press conference and somebody gave them just an outrageous word as a challenge.
Like the players probably, or his friends.
Yeah.
They have to slip the word into their interview anywhere. Yeah. So the words were like cottage cheese and
minions.
Yeah, they were really like difficult just really words random. To sneak in. So we figured everybody gets a funky word and we have to use it in an episode.
Okay.
So each of us have two words under our coaster that we have to try to
incorporate in the episode authentically.
But we don't know each other's words.
Yeah.
But during the episode, if we hear one of us say this word, you can guess it. We'll be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it'll
I'm
be
sorry,
funny.
What did you just say?
So here are the rules. Everybody has pretty much two chances, right? We have two words. So you have to try to incorporate two words throughout the entire
episode.
Without
anybody noticing?
Exactly. If there's a point where you think that somebody, that like they're using somebody's words, you immediately stop the conversation.
Bullshit.
You call it out. And if you get it wrong, you have one more chance to call out the other two words.
Ooh.
And if you don't use any of the two words throughout the whole episode, you lose. Okay. You are a loser.
No.
And you're off the podcast. You're getting replaced.
How am I supposed to live, laugh, love in these conditions?
Did everybody see their two words already?
Yeah.
I have. Yes. What? You don't like your words, Zane?
Nothing.
Or do you know what they are?
Yes, I do.
Can you read
Asafahugas?
Yes, I do.
I know when Zane's going to say it because I can just see his face shift.
No, I'm good at bullshitting.
Can I say something? And I'm not,
here it comes.
Buddy, I'm not, bring up. Right now in California, we've been getting this alert that we have to, you know.
Stop using our power after 9?
Yes, because it risks right now, because it's so hot, everyone's using their AC and the power grid. There could be blackouts. Wouldn't that be the worst thing if a blackout happened during this episode?
Oh my
God. That'd be really, so we're hoping to God that we don't experience that as we're recording for the next hour.
Because it is after 9 o'clock right now.
Backup.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, these things will run for 2 hours.
Oh, wait. Every single thing in this room?
So we'll do it by candlelight?
No, the lights are running to it, too.
Oh, shit. We got backed up.
And you know what? Today, we decided to turn on even more lights in this room to make it even brighter.
That's right.
Did you guys ever have like a blackout at school? Where, like the power went out?
Yeah, and everybody screams and nobody can compose themselves. Yeah. Like it is always...
Because it's something new. You're doing the same thing every day.
Yeah. Everybody goes buck wild.
It's like the fire alarm being pulled. Yes! Something new.
Uh-huh.
I feel like schools had like a backup generator that like would turn on all the lights. No? Or did it stay like... I don't remember ever having to leave school.
I think they do.
Maybe in high school, but it didn't kick on. I know right it would just away. Like, it was like flash. Oh, we gotta get the generator.
It depend, I guess, on how old your building was. Like my middle school, it went out like 2 times for like a period.
What's the longest you guys went like in your house without power?
I think Hurricane Sandy was maybe a couple days.
Hurricane.
Wait, you were without power for a couple days.
I was 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah,
in
Florida.
Florida's
bad.
It was the one. It was a big one that went through New Orleans. What was that one called? Wilma, right?
No.
Or Katrina. Katrina was bad. Nobody had power.
What was the one that happened 2000 and...
Wilma was bad, but I don't remember which one it was, but one hit us like directly and I was out of power for 2 weeks.
My little sister and my little brother were born that month. Like my mom went from the hospital to home and that power was out. There was trees all over the street. Everything was closed. It was nuts. And this was when my mom delivered. I just don't know what hurricane the name of it was.
She delivered with no power?
Yeah, no, she had it.
The hospitals got backup generators.
I remember she had to to get the milk. She had to boil milk and it wasn't on the stove. We had to do it on the side of the house.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I remember.
The baby formula.
Yeah, it's awful. And we were out for so long that people's food started spoiling. And then your parents do that freak out where you open the fridge. Because they don't
open it.
No! Because they don't want the cold air to exit because they're just trying to keep all the food still good. So you have to go really quick and grab something and then close
just
it back up.
All the cottage cheese is going bad.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I
was like, you got it.
I was trying to fuck with you guys. I'm like, that would be a perfect time to
oh my put God. It in.
Sorry, I was just playing.
Like the cottage cheese is going
yeah, back. So we were out of power for such a long time and the military set up down the street at the park and was giving out MREs for people. It was a drive-through line. Once the trees started getting cleared up, you would drive through and go pick up boxes of food and waters and
That's what an MRE is?
Meals ready to eat.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Shit.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't even know that was...
And what was it? Just powdered chili and...
Just fucking potted meat.
Shit.
Those are good, though. Those ready-to-eat bags that you guys that you have.
How'd you...
Well, that's the freeze-dried food.
Freeze-dried food.
That stuff's banging.
You just put hot water in it and you just...
Boil water and pour it into it.
Or you can eat it dry.
You can eat it dry, too.
Oh, you eat it dry?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's mac and cheese, you can make the mac and cheese. Or it's chips that taste mac and cheese.
And it tastes good. The dry, when you eat it just straight out of the bag.
It's unreal. It's so good.
I could live off that shit.
Yeah.
That's insane.
The lasagna...
Yes.
So good.
Yeah. How about at a camp out?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Two weeks. How did you couldn't watch TV?
No, it was just a lot of board games and then
Monopoly.
Well, what sucks is because in Florida you have to put up hurricane shutters.
And it made your house dark. It was
and
depressing.
It's these giant metal sheets that you have to and you put up and you cover all your windows. So it's pitch black in your house.
Oh my God.
Everything is covered. So you're just sitting around like a candle.
That is spooky. Yeah.
But it was cool though. I mean, you obviously got bored or whatever, but.
You make some fun out of it.
Yeah. It was a good time.
I wish it stormed out here though.
I wish it rained more at night.
Yeah. I love when it rains here though, because you kind of have a day off and you're let's watch movies all day.
Yeah, it gives us an excuse to be
people out here don't know how to act when it rains. Snow.
I miss that feeling in school. Do you remember you used to be in school and then you would just hear the pitter patter on the roof?
Yes.
When the storm would start, you're like,
oh, it's cool.
Yeah.
Something new.
It's crazy when the eye would hover over us. It was
you could go outside in the eye.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, the eye, it's as clear as day. It's crazy. It's and that's you're in the middle of the hurricane and it's beautiful.
So it's outside. A donut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The middle is just.
It's pretty crazy. Wow. It's a weird feeling.
Is it a tornado season right now? Or my feed, I've been getting tons of tornado videos.
But there's no tornadoes here. I think
does Texas not get tornadoes?
Texas does get a lot of tornadoes. But growing up in Dallas, I don't know, the suburbs, it didn't happen that much. But
does Florida get tornadoes?
No,
I've seen
water spouts. Those are pretty insane.
What's a water spout?
It's basically a tornado on the ocean.
Okay.
And it's just a water tornado.
I've seen it go through a beach when there's people in the water. It's
and there's
scary.
Usually multiples, right?
Yeah.
That is the weirdest natural phenomenon is our tornadoes. Imagine that would make me religious. If it was 1600s and you see something like that, forming.
Look at that. That's bananas.
That's insane.
That makes you believe in God.
Yeah.
For sure. It's terrifying.
And imagine seeing
people.
That and not knowing what that is.
Oh,
I would be
for
like,
the first time,
something is going down.
That is. Oh my gosh! Speaking of going down, last night at 11 o'clock at night, Keith and I were in the guest house, and Jordan comes running in. He goes, "Come out front!"
I'm like,
"Come out front! The tree fell." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And Jordan went for a walk, and the neighbors heard this loud crash. They were walking on the sidewalk, and they told Jordan that our pine tree like collapsed in the front yard.
He just sees them with flashlights up in our front yard looking at us. He's like, "Can I help you?" And they were like,
"Your tree fell."
Your tree fell.
Which tree?
In the front.
By the front gate right here.
Like a giant tree.
Huge branch just snapped. If somebody was under there. And now it's just like hanging like this.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it didn't fall on your new car.
That's what I thought.
We were worried about.
Wow. I was like, Jordan, you can't come running in and being like, "Bro, that tree fell out in the front."
He would have to sit you down and be like, "There's something I need to say."
That would have been a sign from God if that shit happened.
I don't know what I would have done.
You just got it too.
I don't know. I literally would have freaked out.
Man.
I came so excited.
Something new.
Jordan would have not been so happy when he broke the news.
That's why. And it's still kind of hanging like that. Yeah. Y'all need to get that. Like, it scared me when I walked.
Oh, wow.
I'm waiting for a yard
service. Was that a light?
When you walked in, it was probably really low. Right?
What if it like snaps and then goes like then onto your...
It's already snapped.
It's already broken off.
It's not just bent over. It's snapped off because it was so dry, they said.
Dang.
And the guy was like, "Oh, I live right on the golf course. This happens all the time. Like the pine trees get too dry and they just crack."
And it's crazy how hot it is too. It's not like dry heat. It's like, it's getting humid.
It's getting humid now, which is weird.
You can't even go outside. Yeah, what is this,
I don't know what's going on. And then the mosquitoes. Apparently there's a new mosquito breed in LA. They love me. These little black ones, and they're faster. They only bite below the knee. And they're like more agile. It's insane.
They do bite below the knee. I don't have any mosquito bites on my top half.
So you don't see them. You're just getting constantly bit all over. Like they're like ankle biter.
I have like 20 bites under my.
I have 20 bites.
Hers are bad.
All over. And I went straight to TikTok. Supposedly TikTok is being used more than Google now, which is insane.
Oh yeah, I use
and
it
I'm
now.
Guilty. I typed in like mosquito remedies because I've tried it all. I've tried the little machine thing.
Sucker?
Yeah, the sucker thing. I've tried
it. I don't think that helps for anything.
It just feels good.
It feels good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it kind of gets rid of the itch without scratching it.
No, it's a mosquito suction thing and you just kind of like.
But I took a cup of water. Boiling water, you put in the microwave, whatever, you heat it up. You put a spoon in it, have it sit in there until it gets hot, and you press the spoon on the bite, and supposedly it breaks down the enzymes that the
You were really itchy.
No, she was freaking out today.
Is it better now?
And they're all much over like her better. Side.
It works. I have them all over my sides and my back, and we counted 20.
Ooh. It's bad.
It's really bad. I mean, I'm super prone to
mosquitoes. Love like warm weather though, right? That's why they're everywhere.
Yeah, they thrive, especially when it's humid.
Why do they keep coming in the
they
house?
Go, they go the around like bodies of water, right? They just like hang out around.
I'm just terrified of like, that's how you die. You got a mosquito. You got West Nile. That's malaria. It. That's how you went out. Was a damn mosquito killed you?
Wait, that's not malaria, is it?
What?
West Nile virus. I think you.
West Nile,
is malaria? Is it mosquito like
malaria? You can get malaria from.
Oh, okay.
That's another beautiful.
Yeah,
malaria.
Malaria.
Chlamydia.
Malaria king.
Malaria amada.
Malaria king is gorgeous.
That is really gorgeous. It sounds like a tennis player. Malaria king.
Oh yeah, a tennis player. Yeah. Up next, Malaria King versus Serena Williams.
Yeah. Wow.
That sounds great.
Did you guys see her play?
Who?
No, malaria? But I saw the recap.
The girl she beat looked just like Patricia.
Oh, I saw her story.
I love
tennis.
Serena Williams.
Yes,
I loved her outfit. It was bedazzled. Right?
Wait, did you guys all watch like this?
I just
tennis
saw
game?
One clip of it.
Yeah, I just saw like the highlights and recap.
Did you see Ella there? I saw David.
Really?
Yeah, she was at the game. She was on like the TV screen.
Oh yeah, she's friends with that guy who she grew up with, that one big tennis player.
Yeah.
He was at David's house.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hung out with him for like an hour. Not once he was like, "Oh, you're a big tennis player."
I mean, I don't think they would.
Hey, how's it going? I'm one of the greatest tennis players in the world.
I just thought it would have been more established. I don't know. I felt
sure.
It's just not every day you meet like a famous tennis player.
I meet famous tennis players all the time.
Like who?
Like, what's that one? Sawaka.
Good.
Okay.
He's one of the best.
I went down a buffet line with Venus and Serena Williams right next.
No,
to me.
You Shut didn't. Up.
I did.
Wait,
I did.
That is funny.
I was at the Lee Steinberg Super Bowl party. Super Bowl was happening in Dallas. Lee Steinberg is who like Jerry Maguire, the movie, is based off. He's one of the biggest NFL sports agents. And he has always, whenever there's a Super Bowl in that town, he throws a big party the night before. My friend's brother had tickets to it and he invited us. And we drove from Austin to Dallas and we got to the party. And I saw both of them walk over to this buffet line. And I'm like, I'm
hungry.
I want a Williams sandwich.
I'm going to get on this action. I just want to stand near them. And then I grab the plate. Serena is right there. And then Venus stops and she goes, after you. And I go, no, you go first. She goes, please, by all means. And I'm like, you are too sweet. Or I said, like, you are so darling or something like that. And she goes, Serena. And she goes, what? She goes, he just said, I'm so darling. Or I said, you're so sweet or something. And then, and she was like, mm-hmm. I don't know, reacted to it. And I go, how are you guys doing tonight? She goes, we're doing very fine, thanks. And then we just walked down.
That's so cool.
Wow.
The thing. Ah, that was my only interaction with the Williams sisters.
I like that.
But it was okay. Just right there, both of them in the mix.
Well, and Mariah's met Frank Sinatra, so.
You had met
him,
Frank?
Had him perform here.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. When did Frank Sinatra die?
The day after the party.
Not that long ago.
I
think it was like 90 something.
91 maybe?
Mariah knows that, but not my birthday.
November 18th.
What year?
1993. 92.
Very good.
Who famous has your birthday?
Who famous has your birthday?
Who famous?
Who famous? Who famous has
who
your
famous
birthday?
Has your
birthday? Who's on that is?
My birthday.
That was my favorite.
Oh, the great Khali has my birthday.
When you go to famous.com, or famousbirthdays.com. famous.com. Famousbirthdays.com. I know there's this one person. I think it's Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
I got like Tom Hanks, O.J. Simpson, Ellen DeGeneres.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting.
O.J. Simpson, yeah.
Wow.
And someone else. Fuck, I can't remember.
Do you feel like O.J. did it? Is it an unspoken?
The jokes that he makes afterwards are...
But would you make those jokes if he didn't do it? You know what I mean?
No.
I think he did it. I definitely think he did it.
He did it.
But just the jokes that he constantly makes is crazy.
And I feel like that was his whole psychological trick. Because it's like, he's joking about it. Clearly he didn't do it. I think his son did it.
It's not something to joke about.
And he took all like the heat to divert the attention away from his son.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't...
I think he's joking because he got away with
it. Wasn't a murder case about to be solved? Like, they were like... New evidence.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Nothing has come
nothing.
Out.
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. I've seen TikToks about that. Nothing.
They
nothing
sprinkle new. That in once in a while. They did the same thing with Madeleine McCann. They were
just
like,
gets
new
you
evidence.
Re-excited.
Yeah, just keeps them.
Because they're retesting some DNA thing and they're using technology that they didn't have back then.
I think it's insane that they could just take that evidence and it's still there. It's still there. Like, it never goes away. That DNA that's stuck on there. That's nuts to me.
Can you just imagine that anxiety of like, you committed a crime, you got away with it, and you're like, oh my God, there's a new technology.
You're hoping technology doesn't go.
Gulping. You're like, I need to go to the Bahamas. I need to enjoy like
doing anything you can to make sure that machine does not get created. You're just always there. Just
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León. Starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I saw something funny that we can discuss. What is something that you cannot eat, but it looks very appetizing. Like, one of the examples is insulation.
Oh, the pink insulation.
Pink insulation.
Oh my God.
Like shards of glass. Like, you can't, but
oh.
Why do they make it pink? Why is it pink?
Or like,
oh, I know, yeah. Right? Why is it pink?
Somebody else said those.
It's like cotton candy.
The bouncy balls, but I don't know if they exist anymore, but the old bouncy balls that were kind of like frosted looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those, you were chewing.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Or those cap on erasers in all the different colors.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but,
yeah.
Just the little end. It's like a little noodle. And you would suck it on your tongue.
But if you chew it, it would be kind of like a suction. Yeah.
You would stick all of them on your tongue.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Like Orbeez. Orbeez I would like to eat.
Mm, they're like, it's like boba.
Manatee.
Just eat manatee? A manatee? I know what you mean.
Yeah, oh. Just a manatee, huh?
Me and Jordan talk about this all the time. That's got to be the best tasting meat.
Do people eat manatee?
No, you can't. They're endangered, but I think that's why they're endangered. I think people were just getting down on manatee back in the
day.
They're
so easy to kill.
Just imagine a manatee steak. It's a sea cow.
That's so unethical to kill. Like, you're not even catching a manatee. You're just going like, boop.
I mean, that's done. Almost every animal we eat. But I bet you, I think it's a secret delicacy that, like, really, you know... High end.
I'd like to use my thing. I'd like to use my
like elite.
I think it's
was your word manatee?
No.
Shit! Damn it! Wow.
No, I think like the rich elites are dining on manatee.
Oh yeah.
Like in secrecy, and they just just nice medium rare manatee tail.
Hey.
What about?
That's terrible.
Or do you know the? I talked about the candle that I have, the one that smells like that pink soap.
Oh, yes, the bathroom soap.
You know what else? It's that, the purple glue stick, not the clear one.
Mm-hmm.
That,
purple.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Type it in, purple glue stick.
It's like, and it's not just like a regular purple, it's like a...
And it smelled, yes, it's like a, it's like, no.
It's like deep house.
That. Oh, yum, yum, yum.
That stuff smelled good.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You know, why would they make that? Why make it purple?
That's enticing kids to eat it.
That's
like insulation. Why does it look like cotton candy?
And you can't touch it because it's fiberglass and you're going to get...
Yes.
Yeah.
That looks delicious.
I do remember always looking at that and wanting to take a bite out of it.
Wow.
Oh, remember that video?
Or even chapstick, too.
Remember that video we saw? Where it was like things that taste like a wicker chair.
Oh, yeah.
Triscuits.
Chex.
Wait, what's a wicker chair?
Wheat Thins.
Think of a, you know, like Chex Mix or Wheat Thins.
Yeah.
That like.
This is a wicker
chair. That's a wicker chair.
Oh, no. Wait, eat?
A guy made a funny TikTok where he's like, if you've ever wanted to take a bite out of a wicker chair, I got you.
No.
Try some Triscuits.
Triscuits. Yeah, okay. Raton,
like, how do they love a wicker chair. Those aren't being made by hand like anymore. Some are made by hand. How the fuck are they making that with a machine?
I don't think you're making that with a machine. I think it's all handmade.
You're telling me every wicker chair has been handmade?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they would be so expensive though. Each of them were handmade, no?
I know, that just sounds like a lot of like.
It's a lot of labor for one, like each chair.
Exactly. You tell me you go to Hobby Lobby and they got like a whole row.
Yeah, and they're cheap too.
They're selling wicker baskets at the dollar store.
Oh yeah, that's right. They do have to be.
You know what else is handmade? Ballet point shoes.
And don't they last like 2 days?
You're saying that it's unethical?
Can't you like unravel a whole shoe and it's nothing? Crazy?
It's not like a factory. Like somebody makes them.
Yeah, but you can't just
And then you buy them and you have to destroy them right away.
Yeah, you don't use them brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you destroy a ballet shoe?
Well, it's called breaking it in, yeah. So you basically, every dancer is different. Everybody needs different things. There are dancers that don't need to do anything. It depends on how good your point is.
That still baffles my mind.
The ribbons, you have to sew them in yourself because everybody puts them in differently. So you spend like $90. Wait, what?
Go on.
Oh.
I got a little suspicious. Just.
Oh, you think it's a word?
Well, I'm like, well, okay, ballet shoes. Interesting. Let's talk about ribbons. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, it's not my word.
Game is fun because
it is.
Suddenly you're like, how did we get here?
We have those looks to each other when someone's saying something. Like,
nobody's really listening to each other. They're just finding
that
words.
That looks like a baguette with just strings wrapped around it.
A baguette, honey. That looks like a baguette.
Baguette was correct.
Yeah, baguette.
I mean, I didn't do a solid like bullshit on it.
Oh.
Like it's kind of like bullshit when someone's laying down the cards. Like I didn't really call bullshit. Okay, but that looks like suspicious. A baguette
Yeah.
I was like...
You really got me with the manatee one. That one just didn't make sense to me.
The things that you're not supposed to eat, but you want to eat.
I know.
How quickly can a ballerina or just anyone who does ballet get up on those tiptoes? Does it take like a year to learn that muscle memory?
Everybody's different. You can't go up on point unless your feet and ankles are ready. So you can't just put them on as a kid. You can't just put them on as a kid and then you learn to go up. It's if you have the strength. There are some kids that go up at 12 years old. I went up when I was 16. Everybody, every dancer is different. I've been dancing my entire life. So that was
Is that why they have the bars to like...
Yeah, to strengthen like those muscles.
Heath and I did it, or the three of us did it. We did. Remember the ballerina class we did?
Not to stay on point, though. We literally just rocked our...
Baby, I was on point. I was on my toes the whole time. You don't remember that?
I don't think we had the type of shoes that had the points.
I remember having to wear... Are we talking about the video we did with Liza?
Yeah, those slip-on socks.
What were we wearing then?
Just ballet slippers.
Yeah, we were wearing
those.
Those are regular ballet shoes that you wear.
Oh.
Those things have a steel-toe boot. It's like this.
I thought we had the real thing.
Like when you walk around, it sounds like this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a hard box that you can stand on top of.
That's crazy that they just have to stand on that.
And they only last a couple weeks. And they're $90 a pair.
Why is it so expensive?
Well, if you're a ballerina, they last a couple weeks. And because they're handmade, they're very expensive. But like I said, as soon as you get them, you break them in wherever you need to. So you'll bend them this way. You'll rip out stuff in the middle. There's a nail that has to be taken out. Yeah. Like you
gotta take it out by your car, run it over.
You gotta, do whatever you need to do.
Fold it in half, put it under your bed with your baseball glove.
Yes.
That movie Black Swan always, like every time I see anything with ballerina, it just reminds me of that movie so much.
Again, I want to be a mean ballerina like coach.
A Russian?
Just... mental abuse.
Russian
verbal abuse.
Russian ballerinas are scary. I used to work at a studio on Sunset, and the owner was Russian, and the kids, they looked phenomenal, but the way she would correct them, I was like, I would cry every class. I would cry.
Wow.
Like she's like this.
It's a very like, what do you call it? What's that word?
Are you talking about like?
It's like a very, I'm saying my word now.
Strict?
Just a very like,
avant-garde.
Bodily kinesthetic.
No, just skip it. No, I was trying to think of
this. Did you guys go see a house?
We did see. We
kinesthetic?
Saw.
Kinesthetic? Was that your word?
No, bodily kinesthetic.
Oh.
Isn't that like how to describe, like, I'm very bodily kinesthetic. Somebody who, like, you're just good with your body.
You have body awareness.
Yeah. It's like there's different skills in life. You can be really good with like, I don't know, memory or like science and stuff.
Would you say I'm body aware?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't think you have bad posture or anything, Zan. I think you look fine.
Okay.
I think you're unaware of your body. You always knock things over. You spilled your drink because you didn't realize that the mic was right here. Like, you're not good with spatial awareness.
So, we
did see a couple houses. There's one really, really liked. I'm still really nervous right now.
Yeah? With the housing market or just the decision to do it?
Housing market.
You know, you don't know if it's a steal or it's like a terrible...
Yeah.
You never know, but if you do look at it like long term, I mean, it's always.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
up.
Everybody's like, "Well, if you're gonna be in the house for 20 years, I'm like, well, I'm not gonna be there for 20 years."
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Did any houses have anything like any cool features?
Yeah, one had a secret walk-in pantry in the kitchen.
Ooh,
that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Why do you keep in the pantry a secret? What do you?
Yeah, why?
I just think it's
cool. It's just kind of an eyesore, though. A pantry's a little bit of an eyesore.
Yeah, nobody likes to see like a pantry cabinet.
Yeah, but then you get your kids all buttery fingers. Like, can I get another cook?
Yeah, the walls just filled with fingerprints.
Any houses spooky?
Yeah, we saw one weird house.
It looked
like
so cool from the outside. No, it looked so cool from the outside because it was in the woods. It was a cabin in the woods.
It was
like the movie.
And then there was a house behind it, like a guest house. But then there was like this weird.
But it was untouched. Like we opened the doors and there was cobweb. Like it's. I feel like the owners bought it 100 years ago and they haven't touched it since.
And they died in it.
And just creaky.
And were hiding somewhere.
Cuckoo
the backyard
and
kind
shit.
Of looked like an old campground. There was like a stage. There was like little mini shed houses, but all untouched. Like it has not been used.
That's crazy.
Was cuckoo clock your word?
Oh, God.
That's the shit he would say. I questioned it too, and I was just like,
I was thrilled.
I let it go for a second, and I was like, creepy cuckoo clocks.
I was like, God, I thought, I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I did it.
Fuck, that's so, it was like that was weird, but that's some shit he would say.
No, but it made sense because we were talking about like creepy, like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was very smart to sneak that in.
I know, that sounds like, did we see a house? Like, I was never. I go, did you guys go any old, like, creepy houses? Navigating.
That's funny. It's definitely so satisfying to, like, see the conversation getting somewhere where you can use the word and you're like,
ching,
like, throw it. All right,
my turn. So I
go ahead. No, let it rest.
yeah, there was a that house was really, really interesting, and it was like in the back there was these old pillars that were like big ring chains hanging off of it. Yes. I don't know if it was like for horses or something.
It said it was on. It was an old horse ground.
There very was, interesting.
Yeah. How? Where were you guys looking?
That like was
Pasadena.
Altadena
area.
Oh, okay.
We just love those houses over there.
Even
so
if,
cool.
if you found a house out there, would you move there?
Probably.
If it was perfect. If it was perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it is far, but like.
Like, only if it hits like every box, you know?
I looked at a house yesterday.
He did?
Uh-huh.
He's leaving you.
It's okay. No. Peace. Where?
I'm just always looking because we're month to month now. So now I'm like, oh, let me just
a place
look here.
To buy or rent?
It's a street over.
To buy or rent?
Rent.
Okay. A street over from you or here?
There was a really cool, funky house I saw for rent in Studio City, but it's like kind of like too dated, but like kind of fun dated.
You mean too dated?
Like outdated.
Like it's too dated where it's like,
dated. Sorry.
Some of it has like purple carpets and stuff, but you're like, but this looks
I kind of
so
like that. Yeah, it's fun.
Think about that.
It looks like it's out of like a Wolf of like Wall Street. Like,
yeah.
It's very that postmodern 90s like vibe.
Yeah. You just don't want
it
looking.
It'd be fun to decorate.
Because all the houses look exactly the same.
I know. Right now we're in the worst time of people renovating or just, there's no color, there's no personality.
Everything is black and white in that light wood.
Yeah.
Just boxy.
Uh-huh.
Give me some, I need some angles.
That's what people think is nice now though. I mean, it is nice, but I think that's what people see
it's
as
safe.
Like high end.
It's safe.
Nice and safe, yeah.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, some of it you're like, ugh. I don't know if it's too gross, but then I'm like, I feel like we can make it like our own.
Oh, is it for the three of us?
Well, it has five bedrooms.
Oh, send it to me.
Over 4,000 square feet, $9,000 a month.
What?
No pool though.
Wait, where did you find this?
On Trulia.
Wow.
That is
not, but Zane, it's, I know exactly, but it's weird. But I don't know.
It's funky.
I just saw it was like, that's so.
Does it look like sunlight comes through the house?
Yeah.
Does it look like a troll would let you in through the front door?
No, it looks like a guy who did a lot of cocaine in like the mid 80s.
Let's take
it. It may have like a black toilet and a black bathtub kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But cool. It looks, but there's not a pool. There's not much of like a lush backyard. It's kind of like a courtyard kind of situation.
Yeah.
Okay. But it just looked funky and incredibly cheap for that much house.
Okay. Yeah, send it to me once we're done here.
It's over in our old neighborhood.
Have you ever had monkey bread?
No. What's
in
that?
I'm craving monkey bread, man.
What's a monkey bread?
Is it monkey bread like the soft?
Yeah, you take like a cake pan and flip it upside down, and you take like dough balls, and then you cover them in like cinnamon sugar, and then you put them all down in the pan. It's not a word.
Just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm not just going to bring up monkey bread.
No, I know, no, but it sounded like it sounded like I was thinking it could have been cinnamon.
Oh,
it could have been a pan. It could have been, yeah. There was like some
you,
of that.
You stack, God, them, you stack them all on top of each other, and then you bake it, and then you flip it over, and you like pull little bits off of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then you dunk them in.
I think I've had that.
Like icing. So good. That's what I want.
I've never had monkey. I would like to try it.
And then you could do it. We saw somebody do it with mozzarella cheese inside of the dough. You guys are looking at
mozzarella
it.
Cheese with cinnamon.
No, so that one was just dough, and then you stuff it with cheese, and then you pull off little mozzarella cheese balls. Not with cinnamon. You can do like different style.
Did you see the person that was making cinnamon French toast, or they took cinnamon French toast crunch, or what's that here?
French toast,
cinnamon toast crunch. They had it French like a, toast they crunch. Had it in a strainer, and they put milk in it, and they're like, "Ooh, this looks good." And the milk was going into the pan, and they're like, "That looks good." And then they threw in spaghetti and meatballs. They're like, "No!"
There's so many of those people out there who do those like fake bait like. Like they're purposely cooking something bad
to get the reaction. Views.
And I hate those like life hack people where they're like, watch this.
Oh, the first 5 seconds, it's like, it's something crazy. And then it goes to something where like,
it's like a guy starts cutting his trampoline and you're like, why are you cutting your trampoline?
And this is like, why you should get BetterHelp. It's like, what?
Yeah. It's like, I hate watching those and I hate watch them. And then I'm like, I shouldn't have even given them the fucking
view. But that's
view.
Exactly what they wanted.
Yeah. Like people who do those like, oh, we're doing like spaghetti, but all on the island kitchen kind of a thing. Or like we're doing nacho night, but they roll out a thing of tin foil.
The big nacho. Yeah, I get it.
I think that's so fun.
I think that's
like for a football night and the boys are over and Super you Bowl have a Sunday. Giant
it's
island
funny.
Full of
I think
nachos.
It's more funny than anything.
I think that's so
Super
cool.
Super Bowl Sunday is perfect for that.
I went to a nacho party and they rolled that shit out and I was like, this is disgusting.
Wait, why is it disgusting? What's so different about it being in a pan?
Serve up just some proper fucking nachos. Don't like roll it out like it's this like
jumbo
pig fest. No, people look like it's a fucking sty.
Have you seen the one where it's like,
that's so fun.
Like where it's spaghetti? Like yes. The mom will put like a bunch of spaghetti out. It's like, this is gross. Like the sauce is everywhere. The spaghetti's all
weird.
Out.
Nachos is
grab and go.
Yeah, grab and go.
I don't want to just be picking something that other people have been like picking at.
You know
what?
What
else would you do with a bowl of nachos? When you go to dinner and
it's just
like,
a bigger bowl.
Not just
have
for
a section
the table.
With the chips, have a section with the queso, and people can dish it out themselves.
Live a little.
I have some class because I thought that was.
I don't.
No, I love a good white trash.
No, you know what I do think is gross, like a seafood boil. Those are disgusting.
What do you okay? What do you mean?
What is that?
Like it's a giant pot of just like there's shrimp, crawfish, potatoes.
It's like a crawfish boil,
like a giant thing though.
Oh, you got to eat it with gloves.
And then they dump that out onto a table.
I love that.
Ew. How is that okay?
That's how you properly do it.
How are you supposed to do nachos on a gold throne?
Yeah. Oh, at a crawfish boil, that's how crawfish are served to you in like a dump situation. That's
put on a plate.
What makes that okay?
Because you have to like pick the shells and eat it and then throw it away.
That's even nastier.
I don't know. I love that guy on TikTok. He's like, smell it with your eyes. Yes, Lord.
Have you seen the guy who does it? He's like, let me learn you something to do. We're going to do a crawfish boil. I can't do the accent.
Oh,
but
you sound pretty good.
Let me learn you. I don't know.
Yeah, let me learn. Yeah.
But he's so good. I'd never eat that. But
I'm not on that.
I can't
do
the crawfish. When you suck out the butt, absolutely not.
Yum.
Pardon?
Do that.
No.
What did we eat at in Alaska?
Oh, that was just a crab.
Oh my bad.
That was like.
I was like, we did that in Alaska. No,
that was
yeah,
just
we did.
Other seafood.
Oh god.
We were enjoying that crab.
Got it. But I was saying nachos. I don't get nachos. Even the plate nachos. I don't get that either. Just separate the chips and then dip in what you want and eat it.
Well, like,
because you eat like you get four nachos and then it's like
yeah, but then
not
what do you do?
Chips and dip is one thing. If you're ordering nachos,
right.
You got nachos.
It's a fucking mess.
The
That's
plate.
What makes it fun.
Yeah, it's loaded nachos. Chips and dip are chips and dip.
But is it not like the first four or five chips are good and then the rest are just like
oh yeah, you got to eat the top or otherwise you're screwed.
But you know
nothing.
What I mean? It's like you don't really eat the rest after the first
that's
five.
Right.
I layer it. Like when I do, okay, does anybody else? I did this growing up, but Doritos on a plate. So I would put Doritos, some cheese, more Doritos, some cheese, and just pop it in the microwave for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I used to layer it. So Dorito, cheese, Dorito, cheese, like a cake.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that you do, it's not just the top.
I feel like that's how Taco Bell kind of does it, right?
And
probably
I think there's some like layering involved. Taco Bell, I'm always like, I'm getting something every time.
It tastes like something in a Taco Bell, like burrito. Like the way, like, it, that just sounds like what's inside a burrito. It's nice.
Burrito.
No.
Oh, it's embarrassing when you get it wrong.
That would have
burrito. Gotcha, baby.
That would have been so good if that was mine. I was like, perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
You just walked right
Jordan.
Into it.
Yeah.
What are you eating? Those wings are 10
Jordan,
years old.
Give it a rest.
10 Mariah, days.
Hey, Mariah, have you noticed that me and you are the only ones I guess and got it wrong, but they both got it right?
What do you mean? So meaning you...
They both guess on each other's words, right, wrong.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You suck.
Well, anything more than two syllables, I'm going to guess that that's
exactly.
The word.
Seems a little too long to be casually thrown in.
Oh, man.
Just big fat losers.
Yeah.
Mariah learned something today.
What'd you learn, Mariah?
This was really exciting. Well, for me, I had fun. I don't know if she did.
I learned how to drive stick.
Cool. Was it hard?
Very good.
It was confusing, but I got it. Apparently, yeah. I did great.
Did you snap at her at any time?
I didn't
it's like,
feel
okay.
like.
All right, Joe, stop right there.
he's a good teacher.
No, she did amazing. She got it to go and put it in first gear. First try, didn't stall.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Like, I was mind blown.
Did you know what you were doing?
She did so good.
No, I just learned today.
But I'm saying, did you, like, it didn't stall.
Said, did you know what you were doing?
No, I'm saying it didn't stall. Like, did you knew
I did,
that?
The first time I didn't stall. I stalled a few times while learning, like, just driving through the neighborhood. But
yeah.
I want to learn how to do it, but then I want to learn how to do it in a hurry.
So, well, that's what I said.
If I was ever in a horror movie, like, gosh, let's get out of here.
What did I said that.
This takes way too long. It's too much work.
I was going into it thinking, like, I'm either going to love this because of my whatever I
fidget.
Have. Fidgeting, whatever. I thought I would love it because I just need something to do. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be playing with something, like, keep me excited. Or I said, I'm going to absolutely hate it because it's going to be way too overwhelming.
I thought you would hate it.
Well, I didn't finish.
I would think you would hate it.
I didn't hate it. I would do it again, but it's not, it's
work. Not,
yeah, it is a lot more work than I thought. It's a lot going on. And I told him, I said, I understand why car people love it. It's like, you're appreciating the car. You appreciate how it was made, the history, whatever. But I look at cars as this is going to get me to point A to point B. So I just want to go just to get it to start going. I'm like, the store closed by now. Why, like,
and think about this. There's a time so where long. Everybody was driving that.
It's yeah.
Everybody it's like, was stick shift.
Just to get it going, brake, clutch, brake. Here we go. Like, it's just like, I can't just start it and back up.
It's exactly. funny though, how they like, that was the first like, yeah, addition of the car. But you think they would have been like, hold on a guys, can we just maybe work on this for like another year?
A little longer.
So people don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Like,
but like, it's weird that seems harder. Like it goes back to the technology, like records and stuff like that. I think that is more intricate and difficult to make than something that's automatic where you put it in drive and it just goes.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you have to like clutch in, shift to first, engage the clutch, release it. Oh, and then like,
it's like a damn cuckoo clock, you know?
There it is again.
I just was like thinking.
He's trying to get it. But she did amazing.
Thank you.
It was funny that she didn't like the fact that once you get to like fifth gear, you have to like start over again when you come to the stop. She's like, I already got to fifth gear. Why do I have to go back down?
I said it was like playing a game and you get to the last level and you die and you restart. Just start all over. Yeah. Like, it just feels where is the reward?
It stresses me out.
But yeah,
what's the one thing that you don't want to happen? Is that the...
You don't
want
to... Let me tell you.
Go ahead, Bubba.
You don't want to release the clutch fully without gassing it at the same time, right?
Otherwise...
It stalls.
Does something pop or explode?
You have to do this. Here's the clutch. My foot's all the way on the clutch. As soon as the car starts rolling, you start pushing the gas, but it has to be even.
So basically, if it stalls, the car just shuts off and then you got to crank it and turn it back on again.
Aren't manual cars better than automatic? Like manual cars, you have to take to the shop less because it's...
Aren't they more fuel efficient too?
You could say they're more fuel efficient.
Like you'll have less breakdowns with a manual car than an automatic car.
Maybe.
I remember someone telling me that.
Older cars just lasted longer. I don't know. They were just built different. And
I feel like it's also like every majority of people learned on a automatic car, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Majority of people learned on that. So when you learn that first and then you learn stick, your instincts are off.
It feels different.
If you learn stick first, it's obviously going to make more sense to you, you know? But it's like my instincts were kicking in the second I, because how
using your left foot feels funny.
Yeah. Like feelings, sitting in the passenger seat of a stick car makes me nauseous. I get car sick anyway, but being that low and doing this is like, it's not.
It feels like you're doing something wrong. Like you're doing something wrong.
Wait, why are you laughing so much?
Because like I'm just still laughing at myself of me sliding in the cuckoo clocks earlier about like the old house and getting cuckoo clocks. I'm just like such a fucking. I just keep laughing about me trying to sneak it in. But then I also gave him the look where you're like, I hate it, but he just bought that car.
No, I said I don't like stick shift.
Being a passenger. Yeah. I know.
His car's great.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought it was a stick shift.
It is a stick shift.
just, I don't hate his car. I just don't prefer to be in it because I get car sick.
Okay.
But the back and forth, I'm like, how do people enjoy
it? I got way too much going on in my life to have a stick shift car right now.
Oh,
way
it's crazy. When somebody calls me while I'm driving, I'm like, I literally cannot handle
another task. That's good,
and I actually enjoy
keeps
it.
Busy.
I don't have the radio on. I don't do anything. I'm just sitting there and I'm just like.
Just driving.
I'm working.
Good old fashioned driving.
I did get something. Remember we talked about the cassette thing where you could, it has like the aux cord.
Oh, I had to do that for my old car. You have
so
to do it.
So I have one. It's a new version. It's a cassette Bluetooth. I'm fucking Bluetooth to this car right now.
Oh my god.
I don't get how they do it. You sync it to a cassette and then you push the cassette.
The Bluetooth is in the cassette, like in the.
But yeah. Then you have to go to a radio station with the Bluetooth?
No, you just push the cassette in, and then it clicks over to playing a cassette, and it's playing Bluetooth.
That makes no sense.
Don't understand it.
Strange shit. It's
the coolest thing in the world.
I know, but it still plays Pandora Premium, though, right?
Fuck you. Dude.
Dude. Still uses Pandora.
Let him live.
Premium. Dude. He pays for Pandora.
Right. No, I pay premium song. Now. I don't have the Hey Pandora listener.
Oh, you don't.
You can't, okay. You can't even pick your fucking music. There's radio on Spotify. If you like a song, you go to that radio, and it curates a whole damn playlist.
No, you can
see what's coming up.
Everybody gives me so much shit for Pandora. I think it bangs. I think it slaps.
No, I think right now you have, what's that syndrome?
Confirmation bias? Or what?
No, I don't know. Where
you Stockholm syndrome.
You know it's better for you. You know Spotify is better for you, but you don't want
to
do it.
I like Spotify when I'm like, I'm going to play these songs right now. If I don't know what to play, I know I have radio stations curated to my specific likes.
That's that are just on Spotify.
Yeah, but the playlists on Spotify are just like a list of 30 songs that they just repeat.
No, you can switch it up. There's even like bedroom pop, surf rock, all of these fun things.
Yeah, but you like see the songs in front of you.
What's wrong with that?
I like because it's just that set list.
Then why don't you just...
I think because he's been using Pandora for so long, so it knows exactly what he wants to
I like
to
the randomization
to.
Of it.
I still
know?
Listen to the radio.
That's cool.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Like in your Jeep? Like you...
Yeah.
Huh.
I used to,
you don't plug your phone. Why don't you just listen to your music?
No, I do. I use Apple Music. I don't want to hear it. I love Apple Music.
Wait, Apple Music is good though.
It's not bad. I just don't think all my friends are on it.
I have my categories.
Yeah.
Apple Music.
But I think it's a step above Pandora.
Definitely,
for sure. I'll put it on shuffle, but if I don't want to deal with picking a song and like going through it, I switch it to the radio.
Mm.
I'm like, whatever I get.
Do you feel stressed out when you have it like on shuffle? You don't just like go skip to a song you like?
I do, but it's like the clutch. Like, I just don't want to deal with it right now. Just give me what I...
Do you have a button on... Sorry. Do you have a button on your wheel where when you're driving, you just click the button?
Oh, and it's in the best spot.
Oh, so...
It's right behind the 10 and 2.
Oh, so why...
No, I do it. I do it, but I'm just saying. I listen to the radio because Pandora. I feel like the radio's worse.
The thing is, she'll sit there and click through and look at like 15 different songs and next.
If my eyes are off the road for too long, I'm like, all right, put the radio on so I don't have to choose.
Mm. I'm looking up the difference of how many people out there pay for Pandora Premium versus the amount of people who pay for Spotify.
Oh, Spotify is way bigger.
How many people do you think out there pay for Pandora Premium?
I'd say probably like at least 1 million people.
I can't guess it.
6.3 million. Compared to Spotify, which is 188 million.
Pay for Spotify Premium?
That's insane.
Wow.
Because, I mean, think about it. You get like podcasts. You get so much.
You got podcasts on Pandora.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
There's a podcast.
Are we on Pandora?
Yeah. Wait, you can listen to podcasts on Pandora.
Shout out to everybody on Pandora right now listening to Unfiltered.
Hey. I actually found some of my favorite comedians on Pandora.
Yes, it's a great.
I would type in a comedian that I like. Say I put like John Mulaney. It would, you would listen to like 2 minute bit. What are they called? Bits?
Like little segments.
Yeah, like 2 minute segments of people that are similar to John Mulaney. Oh. And I found like a good like top five that I now listen to religiously from Pandora.
Okay.
It's fun. And they give you like their funniest stuff.
I'm sorry to give you a hard time, Heath. It's
all right.
It's really cool. That like
I think it's cool that you're stuck in 2000.
You should go to the Android. You'd love that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish I could.
Go back to the Android if your texts weren't blue and if the quality of your Snapchats were
and the quality
great.
Of your life was worse. And you just had nothing to live for. I don't know.
When you like upload like an Instagram story or a Snapchat from Android, is it like really shitty or is it?
I think they make your content look really nice, but for everybody else.
Oh, so Android users that
I think iPhone, when they know it's from Android, they'll like fuck up the quality because they want everyone to say
that's funny. I like that.
I think so.
Yeah, but like, okay, so all my pictures on Instagram aren't taken from my iPhone though. Like
okay.
They're taken on like an actual camera.
Right.
Does it matter if
I think maybe it's just like the competition, like their phones.
I don't think it's like pictures. I think it's just the video call.
You know what's interesting though? A lot of people do the side-by-side test, like camera quality between the iPhone and like a Galaxy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And where you don't know which one is which, and they ask people to choose which one they think looks better. And everybody usually chooses the Samsung.
It's like the Pepsi test.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you know about the Pepsi test.
The Pepsi test, like the one that happened, like historically.
What's a Pepsi test?
They did a blind taste test between Coke and Pepsi. And
this was like in the 80s or 90s.
When people didn't see the can that it came from, they chose Pepsi.
Every time. Which one do you like better?
Yeah. Which one do you like better? Everything was Pepsi. And then when they showed the can and showed pouring into the two different ones and they saw what it came from, they chose Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And then they would do Coke versus another one, but they would, it was like another type of cola, right?
Cola.
RC.
Yeah, something like that. So they put Coke in an RC cola, poured them both out, and they still chose the regular Coke, even though they were both the same.
Oh.
Just because
Just like the can. Wow.
Yeah.
Now they just like the
brand.
They
just associate, I know I like Coke. For some reason, I chose this as the best, and I don't want to go back on what I...
And I think that's more important than like the actual taste.
It's literally all just branding.
Insane.
Is more important than the taste.
Dude, Pepsi is good, though.
They're both good. I like... If there was Pepsi, I would drink the Pepsi.
Yeah.
Zane had his very first root beer float.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I was not...
And I told him to be nice. I said, it's like a 100-year-old dessert. Just be nice. It's not like a newfound thing, and he didn't like it.
He just didn't get it.
He was like, I don't get it.
And I get it. It wasn't. I'd rather have it separately. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like it wasn't like groundbreaking. I had it with Coke, and it tasted better.
I wonder if it's because I'm very nostalgic that it's the brain thing. If I didn't know it was so old, maybe I wouldn't like it. You know?
Yeah.
I think of diners and mm-hmm. like. 50s.
And maybe I think I need to get it from like from a place that
you
knows
should go
it.
To Bob's.
Because we were like fucking
Bob's amazing float,
cherry Coke float.
You know, I remember my first root beer float, and I got it at Chili's, and I got it for free. Mm. Do you remember the coasters at Chili's?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We would do this thing where we would have one coaster. And then we would take two coasters and then fold them and then put another coaster on top and we'd make a tower of the coasters to see how far it got. We got this shit so high at the Chili's where people at the restaurant were like, whoa, look at that. And the waiter was coming over going, damn, this is getting tall. And then like eventually got so tall, he was so impressed, he came and gave all of us free root beer floats.
Cool. Wow.
That's cool. That's right, for
you. I think I was probably third, fourth grade. Yeah.
Do they still have root beer floats and chilies?
I don't think it's on the menu, but you can order it.
Ask.
It's just ice cream and root beer.
It's so easy.
I know, but there's got to be a special way to make it.
That's why it's so great.
You don't have to blend it or anything? Like to make it like special?
He thought it was, it's funny, when it came out, he goes, oh, it's just a scoop inside. I said, it's like affogato.
Yeah.
But he thought it was supposed to be blended.
Oh, it's a float.
It makes sense.
I don't know. I like avocados. Those are nice.
Those
are really good.
Going back to the Pepsi though, you ever notice that servers and like waitresses, when they break you the news that they don't have Coke products, they're like, we got Pepsi. It's always like a negative.
Because people love Coke so much, I think, because
nobody's ever been like, nah, we got Pepsi though.
Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay?
But you know what I fuck with?
Like
Pepsi okay?
You know what?
Do you remember that? Do you remember that teenage post number blah blah blah?
Okay. Yeah.
There was one that was like, is Pepsi okay? Is Monopoly money okay?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is dream flavored Coca-Cola.
I'll have some.
Dream flavored.
It's their new flavor that they came out with.
I actually don't think I've ever had Pepsi.
Really?
What? Fuck out of here. Sorry for my language.
She never grew up drinking soda.
Yeah, I didn't grow up drinking it, so I drank it as an adult, but I don't think I...
Whoa!
Now that I'm thinking about it.
That smells like a candy shop.
Hey, Jordy, let me hit that.
I do want to do a blind taste test.
Oh, I don't know.
It smells like bubblicious, like watermelon.
I'll try it.
Oh yeah, I don't.
You got whiskey?
Regular Coke is.
Jordy, I have a coffee cup right there by the TV. Keep going to the right, 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 to the right.
That's what it tastes. It tastes like an energy drink.
Oh, it tastes like a Bang.
Yeah.
This tastes like something super nostalgic, like from when I was a kid.
Let me see it.
It almost tastes like you dropped a Jolly Rancher in some Coke and let it sit for a bit.
Yeah, it does.
It tastes like Chuck E. Cheese soda.
Oh, man, there's something so nostalgic about this taste. Mm. No, it smells like bubble gum. Like, remember how you couldn't buy the bubble gum, but you would just smell the pack?
Yes.
The zebra
stripes.
It smells just like that.
Yeah.
It does smell like bubble gum.
The pack of bubble gum.
Yes.
Hubba Bubba. Or it was like
bubble watermelon gum. Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
Wait, that would be brown. Right. You take that shit out of your mouth and it was brown. Wait,
do you remember Juicy Fruit would just turn into liquid?
That happened to me once on the school bus. I was freaking out. I've never experienced that.
I was playing in the snow and I had a Juicy Fruit piece of gum and it just turned to water.
Is it still like that?
I thought I was drooling. I don't know.
Like powder? If you chew a gum long enough, it can chew.
No, it just melted.
It was like, I thought it was bleeding. Like, it just started pouring out of my mouth.
It's like not hard enough.
But I felt like we were chewing it for maybe, 30 minutes?
Yeah, nothing. Like, no time.
What's the amount of time people are chewing gum for on an average? Like, how long are you chewing gum for?
I wish I knew. I spit mine out so fast. Like, I want it. I'm like, yes, I need a piece of gum. I'll chew it for like 30 seconds. I'm like, this is exhausting.
Even Orbit, I think it's too big of a piece. Like, I have to tear an Orbit like in half.
Really?
I
put three of them. I love when it gets like big.
Huge.
And that's why your jaw goes clack, clack, clack every time you eat.
I need something for my jaw. It's like a thing with a pacifier.
The best are the cubes, the powdered cubes.
Oh, I love that texture.
Those marshmallow kind of ones?
Yes.
Are absolutely.
That texture is to die for.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to never notice? I
the
know it's
Bubblicious,
not marshmallow.
The duck on the Bubblicious gum.
Wait,
I didn't want to call it.
I know, I'm embarrassed. I'll do
what?
It.
What?
I don't have any more left.
Call me on what?
It wasn't
the
marshmallow.
The duck on the Bubblicious.
Was it marshmallow?
No, it wasn't marshmallow.
It was something. He just said it.
He's got a look on his face.
No.
wait, let's
fuck,
rewind.
I didn't hear the other.
What do you want to say bullshit on? Go for it.
Oh, you're nasty.
Oh, that's guilt.
I know. Yeah, I know he said it within the past 5 minutes and he's like, I got away with it because he's like, he's overspeaking.
And he's like really excited
he's
about it.
He's covering it up now. Like, he's taking the dirt right now and covering the whole thing.
Because I want to talk about the duck on the Bubblicious gum and now he had a nose ring.
Was it a nose ring?
Yes.
I kind of just realized that. He's kind of like a punk duck.
He was.
None of us
so
are
so punk rock.
He's a punk rock duck.
Punk rock.
Gaslighter.
Gaslighter.
I didn't say gaslighter.
No, you're a gaslighter.
No, he's calling you gaslighter. I don't know why.
Didn't he have like a choker?
Yes.
Like Spike's choker? Look him up.
Oh, the punk duck.
I was checking out Bubble Yum. I was like,
what was it? Bubble Yum?
Wait, duck had a
nose ring.
No, nose ring.
He's always had it. He's always had it. He's a punk duck.
Bubble Yum, I think, right?
No, it's a Bubble Yum.
No, it's the gum. It's the explosion.
No, look at his nose ring. And
No way, that duck had a nose ring like that.
Zane, you gotta do that for Halloween. Zane. That's fun. The pink mohawk. The pink mohawk.
That's good.
This isn't, there's no way that always looked like that.
Damn, yeah.
No, it did.
Look at the boobs.
Oh, she's hot.
Is it a girl?
Big boobs.
Zane, you gotta do that for Halloween. That's hysterical.
What the fuck is that photo with Leo DiCaprio and a tarantula and bubble yum? That's the weirdest
image. The tarantula.
What is that?
What does that say?
Oh, wait, it looks like an album cover.
Like, who the fuck made that?
Like, I'm about it.
Bubble Yum was good.
Affleck.
Woo, I know.
That watermelon flavor, though.
Gosh.
You would take that like out of that.
Woo, you'd be staring at it.
Oh.
But the flavor is gone like
just
that.
Just rub it against your lips first.
You know what I never had was the ballpark bubble gum with like the baseball.
Big League Chew.
That was the best.
What does it look like inside?
Just
it looks like tobacco.
Yeah, just shards of
it. It's like shredded cheese.
Yes. Oh my God. We would throw clappers in.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you were talking about the big bucket.
No, Big League Chew.
My dad would never buy me that.
I loved Big League Chew. We used to work at the snack stand at my brother's games, and I used to get the type of shit
where that you would lose the taste in like 5 seconds?
No, it was good quality. Oh, it was good quality. Okay.
It was good for girls.
It was tobacco before.
I kind of like the branding. Or not the branding, sorry.
It promotes tobacco.
The vintage look of it.
Yeah, it gets little kids prepped for when they want to start chewing when they're older.
It's like in Sandlot where they do the chew tobacco.
Yeah.
When I first watched that, I never understood what they were eating.
Yeah, it was
watching as a kid, I was like, "What are they eating? What is that?
What do you do?"
I thought they were dreaming, and you don't think anything.
Yeah,
of it.
I was so confused. Yes,
oh my,
those
the tattoos. Yes!
They would never.
My
work.
God,
oh. That would be a cool.
They would never work.
They work for me. That'd be a cool tattoo, is actually having a permanent tattoo.
Could see, if you ever got a tattoo, I can see you with that. That's funny.
Thanks.
No problem.
I like that.
Or the,
that gum, though, if you took it, snaps in half.
It was like a branch.
It was horrible, the quality.
Or like the fruit roll-up tattoo on your tongue. Remember
that? That was good. That was a mess.
Well, I loved wrapping around my finger and I'd suck it. Dude, my fingernail would be fucking red for days because I would do that shit.
It is a cool looking piece of gum. You got to give it to them.
It does. No, like they came up with really cool shit back then. They should bring that shit back. Bring it back. Bring it. Bring that style back, like that vintage look, everything.
What's the one in the corner machine? The chickies?
Chicklets.
Chicklets.
Dude,
that used to
go everywhere in Lebanon, in the Middle East.
Really?
That was
really?
Like the main gum in the Middle East.
Oh, that's funny.
What was your favorite mints?
Favorite mints?
I want you to see what it looks like.
My
dad still carries Altoids around.
My God, guys, this is what it looked like. You see the bottom?
Oh my God.
That's how it looked everywhere. It was, oh my God, that brings me back.
Ours weren't even in a wrapper or
dinner
a box.
Mints is what you're talking. I love dinner mints. Where they're like soft and you scrape.
Those would make me nauseous. Mm.
Do you remember in Dennis the Menace, the movie, where he goes over and like fucks with the neighbor, Mr. Wilson's teeth, and then he replaces it with chiclets in it. And he comes out and he's like smiling with like the chiclets.
Is that the real
movie? Yeah.
Dude, you remember Altoid Sours?
They need to bring those back.
It's not chalky, right? It's more like a candy.
No, it was like a little candy.
Those are good.
Oh, wow. I never got those.
Those things.
I love the cinnamon Altoids.
Remember the, it was the gum brand, but they made like it was shaped just like that.
Bubble tape.
No, not bubble tape. It was a gum brand, but they made like mints, and it was like dragon fruit and like all these like other like flavors in the same.
Oh, the half and halves.
What was the gum brand? Like what's the brand of it? It was a gum, and then they made the mints.
Mentos.
It wasn't mint though. It was like fruity flavors. Ah, my God. I know everybody is, and they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Icebreakers.
The little orb.
It's liquid. It's ice.
It's icebreakers, liquid ice.
What? I love
it's
that.
It's like Ashley Simpson and Jessica Simpson.
That just gave me like a little rush.
Woo, chills.
And then it was Hillary Duff in
Oh no, not those.
Oh,
sorry.
My
Icebreaker. Icebreaker Sours.
The liquid ice.
Do you remember the one?
Wow.
Wait, do you remember the one person in school would have the breath strips?
Yes. Like,
Let me get one.
And then you would keep that shit in your pocket and you'd get it out of the dryer and it smells it and you were like, no.
It turned into one.
You're like,
Those are
expensive.
I want to order those.
And those got stale too. If you had it for more than like 3 weeks, you like take one and it's like.
Oh, I would knock him out in a day.
It's like Mountain Squidward when he puts his tongue on the Krabby Patty. Icebreaker Sours, Heath. That's what I was talking about.
Oh.
Can we talk about how disgusting America is? Like, why do we have so many flavors? Did you see
just the flavors of everything?
I do want to try it. I'm not going to lie. But Lay's came out with like, was like every chip collapsed. I was like, we are disgusting. It was like Ruffle, Funyun, collab, Lay's.
Did you see the girl that was like, oh my God, they finally made the Funyun Lay's
Lay's baby Funyun onion flavored onion. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my, we are
whatever.
Nasty.
Just to push on the shelf.
We are nasty.
Yeah, but what keep a good idea though.
Oh, brilliant. Like, I want to try it more than anything.
What happened to pickled Doritos that was going to come out?
Ew.
And it never came.
Oh, interesting.
Did
like
anybody
that.
Ever win those competitions where it was like submit your flavor?
I think those people did.
Yeah.
Really?
Where they have like ketchup flavor.
They even say they have the person's face
on
it.
Yeah,
a picture of their face on the bag.
That's cool.
Which is sick. Imagine winning that and your face is on all the bags. That'd be cool.
I have a distinct memory of when I was a kid and I was at a playground and I was on a swing and I looked down at my feet and there was a bottle cap, like, you know, plastic cap off like a Coke bottle. And it said, free trip to LA. I kid you not. I found this cap and I walked like then around with like kids and I go, I found like I've won a free trip to LA. And everyone's like, oh my God, oh my God. And then this one kid goes, no, you can't get it because like you have to like claim it at a certain time and it's probably already passed. And he convinced me that it didn't matter. Like, dude, I was like first or second grade.
Oh no.
And I just didn't like believe it. And I threw it away or something.
I feel like that's kind of true though. No, like, is that not true sometimes? Like
I just remember this kid really convincing me that it was not, that I wasn't going to go.
I remember that. There would be like different things that you could win on the inside of
and
it.
And it said free trip to LA. And it wasn't from my Coke. I found it on the ground at a swing. And
do they still have that shit like on cans and bottles where you can like win?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Cereal boxes.
I just feel like I don't see them.
Yeah. Anyone ever won a sweepstakes or anything?
No. I
was going to ask what flavor we would come up with if we want to do that.
What's the bread? Monkey bread.
Oh, they have biscuit and gravy.
I would definitely do like a
lasagna. Oh, Ruffles lasagna. You know when lasagna's
spicy
uncooked,
rigatoni.
It comes waved.
That's right.
Not a bad idea.
Not bad at all.
It's so crazy that like going to other countries, they have insane flavored chips.
I feel like they have better flavors.
They have the coolest stuff.
They do have like better quality stuff in other countries.
Does that have
cappuccino chips?
Sushi? Oh, wasabi ginger.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, wasabi. The one on the left sounds really good. Cappuccino?
Ugh.
Damn.
Beer and cheese? That sounds good.
Wow.
That does sound, I would never eat
Where
that, but
do
that
these
does sound
exist?
Good.
You remember the TGI Friday potato skin chips?
Yes.
Oh,
they still have those.
Oh my gosh.
They still have those.
Yeah.
My mom would buy them and I would make them like at home.
Well, no. Those were amazing.
Oh, the potato skin chips.
You can still buy them at the grocery store, I think.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, they're in gas stations.
Dude, TGI Fridays are still killing it, huh? They probably sell more chips than the fucking food in their restaurant.
I don't know. I always buy those and then like
three
chips in, I'm like, what am I doing?
Did I really need to stoop this low today?
I can't finish the bag because it's like, I needed that for one taste, but
yeah.
I don't know. Then it feels weird.
Feels wrong.
Yeah.
Chloroform.
Huh?
Is that your word?
He's trying to throw you off.
No, that was just me. Imagine, like, that was my word. Chloroform.
You would do something like that, though. You would be like,
I'm gonna make it too obvious.
Because you didn't realize how you could steer the conversation to talk about chloroform.
Oh, there's no way I'm gonna steer this.
Oh, that is a word.
Bullshit. Is that your word?
No. Damn. Oh, good.
Yes, you let that.
I think you were doing some reverse psychology.
Yeah, me too. But then I was like, would he really think I'm doing that? Yeah.
I would do that though.
That was a good call. You stumped us.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He thought my word was chloroform.
I feel like we're playing like a who murdered who game.
I wish we can find, we can't say if anybody said them all, right?
Save it to the end.
So did you see the whole thing right now? The Venice Film Festival is happening. They did the big Don't Worry Darling premiere. And
with Harry supposedly spitting
on Chris Pine,
but I saw a zoomed in video and like he doesn't spit.
Who's Chris Pine?
Yeah, he
did not spit. I looked at the video.
Who's Chris
but
Pine?
Chris Pine goes.
Who's Chris Pine?
Just somebody
Chris
in the
Chris Pine
the movie
though has
with
this
him.
Reaction where he goes.
It looked like he was just looking down at his seat, and I his glasses like dropped to the seat, and I think
that's what Chris Pine's reacting to.
Yeah, the glasses.
Oh, but then Chris Pine's like team was like, this is completely false. This is being completely blown out of proportion. Harry Styles did not spit.
You can tell there's a lot of like drama going on because the way they're all acting is like they're covering up a murder.
Oh,
like it's pretty crazy seeing all of them act like that, like at the premiere and like.
Oh, watch. So Harry Styles comes out and watch. He goes, and then
he like stops, looks down, clap.
It does look like
it looks.
You're
funny.
Saying Harry's sunglasses fell, or
no. Chris Pine's sunglasses, okay, like he put it down.
Replay it one more time.
It looked it may have fell.
Oh wait, here we go.
And then he reacted to it falling.
Wait, now play.
No, nothing fell.
But the way Chris Pine reacts, like
they're movie theater seats, so it looks like the glasses may have fell. No.
Why does he stop clapping then? Why does Chris Pine stop clapping?
Something is
his
weird.
Glasses are in his hand. Just kidding.
They're in the movie together.
Sets him down, clap, 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 tour. He goes,
Why isn't Harry Styles and Olivia sitting next to each other? Aren't they dating?
Yeah, apparently.
It doesn't look like it. It
doesn't look like it after this movie.
Some shit went
down. Well, it would be too on the nose. It's not professional. Like if like that.
Yeah, but she looks like she's got a look on her face.
Yeah, she's hiding something. She's
so
got
what,
some...
what is this movie that's coming out?
Don't worry, darling. Olivia Wilde wrote and directed it.
The trailer looks good.
It looks like kind of like a Stepford Wives situation where it's this idyllic community with all these husbands and their wives. And wives are like oppressed and the husbands are doing some big experiment or something.
Okay.
Hopefully it's good.
I want to know the tea.
But yeah. I don't really think, though, that Harry Styles spat on him.
I don't think so either.
Of those things where you keep looking at it over and over where you just start seeing things.
And he's never in, like, drama. And I feel like this is the first time where he's, like, really in drama. Because you never see him in, like, anything.
Did you see him, though, when he was doing some interview? And he goes, what I love about this movie is that it feels like
a movie.
Like, you know, it's like a film where you can go see in theaters. And it's like, what are you saying? Like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. But everyone's got to slip up every now and then. We all say stupid things.
That's true.
We should get him on.
I think he would do really well on this. This would be so good for him.
Do you think people would like him?
That's something our parents would say. Why don't you just have Harry Styles?
Oh, my. The people they suggest to have on.
They do.
Why not have this person?
If we could.
They think we're like the biggest podcast.
Why can't you just message that person and say something?
Have them come on.
Weren't we going to have Dwayne Wade on and Gabrielle Union?
Yeah.
Y'all said that enough to the point where I told people in my personal life it was going to happen, and now I'm pretty embarrassed.
It was because we thought we were going to work with this guy that was connected with them, and it didn't end up working, so we felt too bad even asking to make it happen because we weren't.
But apparently they wanted to.
But then the Nelk boys get to interview Elon Musk. Like,
I mean, that's a whole world that we're not even... If Elon Musk was here, what the fuck would we talk about?
A lot of stuff.
The space-time continuum.
We would not even understand what he's saying.
I don't know, but I think we could be like, well, what's your favorite Drake meme?
I think we could make him laugh.
That's what I like about our podcast. If we did have bigger guests, we wouldn't talk about what everybody else talks about with
them. That's true.
I want Octavia Spencer.
I think someone like that would be amazing. Or Kathy Bates.
Yeah, like, have an Academy Award winning actress. Exactly. Here, Kathy Bates.
which actress would you want here? Let's make it happen. Let's manifest it.
Who's in the offer?
Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling. The Ryans.
Both Ryans?
Both of them.
That would be cool.
Ryan Reynolds.
I think we can make that happen.
Pee-pee. Oh, no. I would want Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, she's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's the best interviewee. Interviewer.
And she still got it. Did you see her like little Vogue interview she just
did? She's amazing. She is amazing.
She still got it.
She's really funny. Mm-hmm. That's who I would want.
She knows shit.
So does Jim Carrey.
What has she been up to?
Oh, I want Jim Carrey. She's still
doing it. Had been a baby.
What's the last movie she was in? I feel like I never see her anymore.
That's a good question.
Do you even think she likes acting anymore? She does.
Yeah, but I mean, you won an Oscar. You can kind of chill and focus on being a mom.
That's true.
Like, we don't need... And then she was on a roll where, like... Or she just did so many huge blockbuster hits where she's been paid out.
Yeah.
Like, Florence Pugh?
I just want to see her on a good show.
Yeah.
Like, on a really good...
Have you ever seen Winter's Bone?
No, that's an old... I always see it, and I'm like, oh,
that's what, like, put her on the map before she got Hunger Games.
Yeah, I know that was, like, one of the first movies she was done. Just too old. You know when you see a movie, it's just too old.
It's I see 2011.
I see a movie that's 1999, and I'm just like,
Oh, I like them.
I think
they're easier to watch. I don't like the way new shit is filmed.
I know. I like 2000 to 2010. That's like, I like that era of movies. But anywhere before and after, Jordan.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Go ahead. Just give it a second.
Yeah, what are you doing?
He's plugging in your iPad that you wanted. Where are you leaving to again? Oh, you're going to Alabama.
Going to Alabama.
It's exciting. What are you doing in Alabama?
We're going to the Auburn-Penn State game.
Very
Anything
cool.
crazy happening there?
I mean, my aunt and uncle and my cousin are going to be there.
Okay. Anybody else?
No. Hmm. I guess like Patricia's family and stuff. I'm just fired up. I love going to a good sports game, SEC. It's so fun. Like, they got so
You're
many
You're in Alabama
traditions.
A lot.
Yeah, I am. But, you know, it's fun.
Are you going to move there?
I don't know. No, not for like, if I ever did, it'd be like a long
time. Where do you want to end up?
I don't know. I really do not know.
I kind of
wouldn't. I wouldn't. I don't see myself living like in LA, but I do love Texas too.
If you had to move to another country, where would you guys go?
Ooh, the country. I feel like that's hard.
I don't know.
Italy.
I just don't know anybody who lives
in
Italy.
Menus.
Pizza, pasta.
I know what their food is.
But genuinely, do you think you could move to Italy?
Yeah.
Genuinely, like forever.
Okay, okay. Right, let me answer this again. Yes.
I don't know anybody who lives in Italy, so I'd go nuts. I have like a handful of friends in London where I could like be like, all right,
yeah,
I could be here.
I'd go be like a mailman in Antarctica. Just talk to nobody.
Mailman in Antarctica? Where are you going to deliver mail?
There's like a couple huts.
What?
I think you work in just one office at Antarctica. You
get the mail. Yeah, but that's the best part. You just
room to room. Yeah, maybe. Antarctica got no desire.
Nobody's been there. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, there's like probably so six people there.
Lord's been there.
She has?
Yeah.
God.
Gosh.
I watch that clip like once a month.
So good.
Yeah.
It really gets me.
Isn't she running for office or what is she doing now?
Oh yeah, she wants to help the children in need.
Yeah, she's like, I want like a kid her. Who like got Who's something got, like, wrong problems. With him. Something wrong with
something
him.
Wrong with him.
She would be the best mom. The
she
best.
Would though. She would.
I think she would.
I hope so.
No, she would be. She's very grounded. She just comes off a little.
I feel like she wouldn't want. I feel like she wouldn't want kids.
No, she. Remember, she want. We asked.
Oh
her.
Yeah, Sam. I didn't know if it was trolling or not. I don't know. She was like fucking with us.
She definitely. She loves kids.
She's still with Boonk Gang, right?
No.
I thought they were together and moved to Georgia. Oh.
She's not with Boonk anymore.
She's with like a big rapper now.
What?
Yeah, he has like millions of followers.
Offset.
It's not Boonk.
No, it's not Offset.
It's not Boonk Gang?
No, wait. It's Champagne Poppy on Instagram. Who's that?
Oh, I was like, that's Drake. Drake's the type of guy to see, like, well, Vicky, like, she's such a sweetheart. Yeah. Oh, wait. You guys are going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
We are.
What's the plan?
Days.
To do what?
My sister's engagement dinner's on Saturday.
How fun.
So we're going to go for a few days, go see the family, go to Jersey. Maybe we'll go. I think I want to take him to Seaside for the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, she's still with Boonk Gang.
Oh, really?
What is he saying?
No, Boonk Gang. He used to be really big on Vine.
Oh, wait.
He would like go to like a barber shop and then he'd like steal something and run out.
Oh,
and he'd be like, Boonk Gang, Boonk Gang.
I thought you were saying click clang. Like, I thought clang clang.
Oh, yeah.
Boonk Gang.
Boonk Gang.
I forgot what the.
You're talking about clank, Mr. Clank Clank.
Clank Clank. Clank yeah. Clank. Clank Clank.
Who convinced us he was a porn star? Do you remember that? We were oh, like, yeah. Oh, okay.
I believed it for a few seconds.
Cool.
For sure. They were good at trolling. They did a good job.
I know they went home and laughed about us.
Oh, yeah.
They laughed at us.
They no, they us. Didn't.
They made fun of us. I'm trolling right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Close it out.
Okay. I'm
Everyone's
fine with
panicking
that.
Because their words.
Matt's well, I'll say word. This. I'll say this. I'm all right. I'm done. I already
you said your second word?
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to let you know what it was?
Hold on,
wait,
real quick.
Where's Jordan? Jordan!
Jordy! All right, should we do a reveal for our secret words and it's see? We don't have anything confirmed for you two.
That you guys haven't got your words out? You've been have that you,
have
shy
you said
about
your words?
It was impossible to get it out.
Come
have you,
on!
Have you said any of them?
There was one chance to get mine out, and I missed the chance.
But the whole
like,
bit,
I realized,
the whole bit, like, oh, the TikTok clip would be so funny of you guys trying to get it in.
No, I totally understand. It was our first time playing, and I genuinely could
but
not get it.
But you got one in.
No, I got none in.
Oh,
I didn't get any.
Did you get any in?
I got was, both in.
You got both in?
Damn, Mariah.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, how many did you get in?
Well, you guys busted me on one, but I got one in. And oh, I got cool. it in before.
Oh, this is exciting.
Cuckoo clock.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, cool.
I got my one in and you guys got baguette.
Okay.
So I got
you got
both.
So you got one in
yeah.
before baguette.
No, after.
Okay.
Cool.
Man, mm-hmm. if it comes down. Okay. How do we want to reveal this? You want me to say mine?
Yeah.
Hold on, I want to know his first that he didn't say.
Okay.
The two were Dust Bunny and Interception.
Okay.
Interception, I knew I wasn't going to get that in anyway authentically.
Interception? Yeah, that.
I feel like you no. try to say the other way- words and accidentally say interception all the time.
Oh, he's
like,
yeah, yeah. You, even with the Drake memes, you could have been like Drake's type of guy when he watched the football game being like, that was a sweet interception. Or like,
that was on break.
I feel like.
There's so many.
Dust Bunny, I was trying to get it in when you were talking about the Air Ducks.
My strategy ever. Was, my words were tough. But I was thinking of a conversation that can build into that. So I was forcing conversations out that like were kind of out of the blue.
Okay.
You want me to do mine?
Yeah.
Okay. My first one was live, laugh, love.
Oh, oh
wow. How can I live, laugh, love in these conditions?
Yeah.
I knew something was a little like
it
off
was
with
a
that,
little wonky.
Where I was like, when you hear Mariah normally like do a right. TikTok sound. Like,
and it was kind of quick. Because I said it while we were talking about doing our words.
I heard it and I didn't.
Yeah. And then my second one was glue stick.
Shut up.
You bitch.
Oh, because you're like, you ever like had like things that you want to eat?
Yeah, so
you can't eat pink stuff.
There was a video that I came across that this guy was saying things that you want to eat growing up, and I thought of the purple glue stick, and I was like, this is perfect. So I segued into that conversation
just to
get to glue stick. And then you were steering towards eating a mammoth or whatever.
A manatee. Get it right.
A manatee. And I was like, can we stop talking about real like meat? I need to get back to glue stick.
I can sense you were like...
That purple, what's it called? What is it? Glue stick?
Good, Baba.
Damn, that was good.
Oh, man.
Okay, what's...
The one that I got in?
Yeah.
You guys called me out on Cuckoo Clocks, Cuckoo Clock. It was Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh my God.
Ellen DeGeneres doesn't have my birthday, but I was like, we were talking about famous birthdays. And I got Tom Hanks, OJ Simpson, Ellen DeGeneres. Like, damn.
So were you thinking of... Do you share a birthday celebrity?
Yes.
Okay, right, that came out wonky. You said celebrity birthday you share?
It was like, yeah.
I was like, that's odd. You don't mess up. So I think you were thinking of the Ellen DeGeneres future, and that came out, and you weren't thinking of
Then I was worried he was going to start pulling up our birthdays, and y'all were going to be like, Ellen DeGeneres isn't on here.
That was perfect, man. Yeah, okay.
Mine was baguette. And my second word was Antarctica.
Son.
Oh, my
I want to be a postman in Antarctica. Well played.
Damn.
Segued nicely for you because I said, where do you want to live? And you were like,
traveling.
Country. Yeah. What country would you want to live in? And then you said Antarctica. I thought it was mailman at first.
Oh, that's funny. Because
I was like, that is so... That's why I was laughing. I was like, that's so random. Like, why would you say that? So I was stuck on mailman, not Antarctica. Because you love Antarctica, your fascination with it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
We should give it to our guests
when they come. It felt like it helped, but also like hindered my brain because I was...
Yeah.
I wanted to be in the conversation, but I was also thinking like, I got to squeeze this out.
I was paying more attention on other people's words than my own words.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, right when Cuckoo Clock got out, I was like, ooh, I'm done. I can just chill for the rest of this game.
I tried to get them out as quickly as possible so I didn't have to... think about it.
It's fun catching it, though.
We were all way off, though. We were like, I whispered to Heath when he was explaining mozzarella. The monkey bread and mozzarella. I was like, was it mozzarella? And he was like, no.
Yeah, or I thought it was like a cake pan or something that.
But I figured they were longer words, you know, like tougher words.
Multiple syllables.
Not like cake.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching, as always. Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee at Cremota.com. We got a bunch of different flavors in bag and also K-Cups. We got a whole bunch of merch, hats. We've got the new on-air mugs. They come to you in this beautiful little package right there, bubble wrapped and everything, so it comes to you safe. And we also have our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You get early access to the episodes. You get a bonus high or drunk episode every month. All the episodes are going to be ad-free. And as soon as you sign up, you're going to get everything we've ever posted on Patreon that you can watch from the past.
Ooh. And as always, you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on Spotify, on Pandora, on Google, every Monday. And on Tuesdays, we post a video form of this podcast at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
We love you guys. And we'll see you unwinders after this episode on Patreon, baby.
Bye, guys. Love ya.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. paints. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Say big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.